Okay. The mantra has a power. Mantra has a power. to distinguish it, your body, speech, mind, from the, you know, mundane, ordinary, you know, thought. So the automatically mantra, you know, having mantra vibration, the automatically mind brings, you know, together, integrate, you know, into one continent rather than split. So the mantra has, you know, power. Therefore, we do some part of, you know, mantra to be able student, you know, have, you know, sort of mind bring together rather than mind, you know, running in, you know, the London, you know, street, you know. I'm joking. Okay, so very useful. Okay, that reason, you know, using, you know, purpose is. Okay. And also, the Om means, you know, magnificent, you know, knowledge, wisdom, and the power. Muni is, you know, control, you know, great control, or conquer, great conqueror, greatest conqueror. There's three things, okay? So, very useful. We all need, you know, conquer, you know, uncontrolled mind, isn't it? You know, we don't need to conquer, you know, other sentient being. Need, you know, conquer our own, you know, uncontrolled, you know, mind. Okay, so connotation is sort of, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. So, very useful. Okay, anyway, this, you know, brief, just, you know, that's all. Dayanda Oyamone Amone Mamone Sama Dayanda if all the negative action and unhappy feeling is comes from false conception, then how to, you know, be purified, how to relieve the false conception is only perceiving, you know, right view. The perceiving right view is not just something, you know, instinctively, you know, perceiving, you know. It takes time to develop, have right conception and perceiving right view. It takes time. For that reason, we need meditation. Order to awaken, you know, or becoming conscious. Most time we think we are conscious, and still actually we are unconscious. You check up, you know, real check up. So the by developing, you know, meditation. So slowly, slowly, you integrate your mind, you know, into, you know, the object of reality. By gradually develop, and also, many times we meditate, you know. Meditation has much obstacle, trouble, and frustration. Is that there is, you know, obstacle. The nature of mind is actually character, absolutely, you know, our nature of mind is, you know, killing clear nature. And clear like nature, you can say. But relatively, you know, the sky is cloudy. When the sudden, you know, the movement, you know, wind and take, you know, the cloudy, the appears, you know, the clear nature of sky. The same thing, exactly the same thing. That is, you know, the example. Our mind is, you know, the nature of mind is, you know, actually, you know, clean, clear. But the obstacle is, you know, misconception, is, you know, obstruct to be able to see reality. And so, even our meditation, always, you know, there is something obstacle and unclear. In the meditation, cannot concentrate, you know, one point in it. And those are, you know, instead of disappointed, that we're using method to purify it, you know, purification method we're using in Tibetan, you know, Mahayana Buddhism. You should not push, you know. When the meditation is, you know, the mind is not, you know, sort of, you know, fundamentally, you know, not, you know, smoothly, you know, going. Time then, you should not push, you know. Mind like baby. Baby, you know, baby. Baby pushing, baby don't lie. Remember? You know, we all know, isn't it? We treat men differently, baby, you know, sort of pushing. And we make sort of psychological, you know, play a little bit, you know, then baby, okay. The same thing, we have to play with our mind, a little bit, you know. When the time, you know, impossible, you know, sort of, you know, that time you shouldn't push, you know. Instead of pushing, okay, you know, leave there. Okay, then make some purification meditation. And it becomes, you know, obstacle less, and it becomes more powerful. I think many people do, you know, sort of pushing. Then they become, you know, aggressive, you know, and frustration, and then, you know, angry with friend, you know. Oh, I don't like this morning. I don't have good meditation. Instead of meditation make calm, clear, you know, meditation make me, you know, uptight. You know, and this is the not skillful wisdom. Not having skillful wisdom, how to put together. And also, every time if you do meditation, cultivate Buddhism, totally dedicate, doesn't matter, you know, is good or bad meditation. Whatever I do meditation, this energy is not for me, beneficial, totally other sentient being. If you have dedicated, you know, mind, even if you don't have meditation, you're not disappointed, you know. You know, whatever I've done is for benefiting others. That automatically, you know, you are relaxed, even not, you know, successful. However, my way, I try. Even if I'm not successful with, you know, my, you know, attitude, you know, right attitude. Rather than only concerned, I'm miserable, I want happy, you know, therefore, there, you know. That doesn't work that way. Then really becomes disappointed. So therefore, the any action in your meditation, before you dedicate and cultivate Buddhism, is an incredibly important thing. Even not meditating, even just going your walk, you know, the most time, you know, in this country, everybody is walking somebody else, you know. Somebody else's job, you know, walking. So, and you know, before the going walk, you dedicate my life today is beneficial, you know, worthwhile. Then there is no frustration. If only you concerned, you know, your own pleasure, you know, selfish motivation, even your walk, you know, others is always in trouble. Mind is sick here, not happy. You understand? Then becoming uptight with, you know, who are charged that walk. Okay, doesn't matter. So it's very important thing to you. Do not think just sitting, this is important. Concentrate. It is important, but not this, you know, everything. Not this everything. All the time, you know, all the time. No matter you are meditating or you are walking or you are walking street or you are walking something, doing something. Everything you cooking and making soup, everything is, you know, having good motivation, pure motivation. All the time you can, you know, take those actions into, part of liberation. That is possible. Otherwise, even if you do meditate, you know, it becomes, you know, wrong action with the wrong motivation. Although you play something, you know, you understand? Going temple, example, I'm saying is going temple, going church, you know, with a negative mind, you know, it's a waste of time. It's not relationship. Even, you know, purely some sort of trip. Maybe you don't know samsara. Samsara means Sanskrit words, you know. Doesn't matter, don't worry words. you know, is the worldly things, you know, the mundane, the worldly, you know, things, we called Sanskrit samsara. Tibetan called korva, as a sago, you know, as I say, you know, like that. Okay. But I don't have this time too much explain, you know, philosophical term, you know. You have to go to university, you know, if you want to learn that. Okay? I'll talk about just practical levels, a little bit. Such short time. I mean, it's just simple, you know. You just experiment yourself, you know. If the salvation motivates, even if somebody said, can you give some cup of, you know, coffee or tea? Maybe intellectually say yes, but inside here, you know, something going on here. You know what I mean, you know. You understand that? It's not the sincerity. It's not just that you're not good meditation. Because the salvation motivation, you don't have dedicated mind. You do with unhappy. In other words, you understand? You give a cup of tea with unhappy, you know, going this way, you know. Oh, I don't like this, you know. You understand what I mean? I'm demonstrating this one. You know, if you have, you know, dedicated mind, very happy, you do things with happy, you know. It's worthwhile, isn't it? You're not bothered circulating, oh, worthwhile. Even I give somebody help, you know, cup of tea, you know, coffee, worthwhile, you know, with the joyful, you know. Even a cup of, you know, tea or coffee giving is part of liberation with a happy pleasure. Not just tea is, you know, is good, you know, not just coffee is good, but your, you know, sincerity motivation with much pleasure to want to help others. You happy. This is the psychology, you know. It's not just, you know, related to something makeup, you know. Psychologically, you know. Psychological effect, you know, it goes that way. So very usable, you know, dedicated. Yeah, we know, isn't it? I mean, you know, wife trouble, husband, husband trouble, wife, boyfriend trouble, girl trouble, with those things comes from salvation mind. You know, I mean, you people know, when the salvation motivation, you are trouble, relationship. You check up that. Not that you intelligent, you know. We think, we know, you know. We think, oh, I'm intelligent, I have to angry. You understand? It, if you check up deeper, it totally, you know, some, you know, cherish your thought, attachment involved. If you have dedicated, you know, the mind, you know, why you totally dedicated, you know, husband, you know, rather than I want, you know, want to help, you know, and a man, you know, dedicated, you know, wife. And help, you know, want to help, you know, rather than I want help, you know. If you have this kind of, you know, mental attitude, you know, there's no trouble. Loving kindness, mummy, and son do stupid things, still, you know, mummy think, oh, he's good, you know what I mean, you know. I'm not sure that you don't respond, you know, mummy. Good mommy has, you know, good son, maybe good son, you know, so much dear son, but he does stupid things. still mommy think, so nice, my son does this. Actually, it's stupid, isn't it? You understand? Because you know, why, you know, mommy can see that action is, you know, sort of something pleasure. Because she has so much, you know, you understand? Love for the, you know, son, and wanting son, everything is good. So that motivation is still projecting. If somebody else does, he say, I don't like. You know, that the motivation. You check up, I'm not sure that my example is right. You know or you don't know. Clear? Okay. I hope it's good, you know. All right. You can say, you know, how the mental attitude changes, you know, other people's, you know, behavior with different things. You interpret it such a way. If you actualize, you know, the meditation of, you know, Buddhisiddha, you know, totally dedicate other sentient being, and the mind turning that way, meditate, you know, nobody trouble you. It's very true. I'm not joking. Nobody make trouble you. You know, you can see in the world people are beautiful. Then nothing is really ugly make you, you know, uptight. Because your schizophrenia, you know, the neurotic, the mind, then projecting such thing, you know, on, you know, object, then you uptight. Remember, even, you know, say, you know, the Christianity also, there's heaven and also hell, something like that. You know, terminology Buddhism also, there is, you know, heaven, something like that, you know. And the connotation is different. There are no such things, you know, externally existent, something, you know, concrete, you know, such plural, you know, Hollywood plural, heaven plural, world, you know, there are no such things existent. But the mind is, you know, in the individual mind is developed. And completed, you know, release such, you know, ordinary conceptualization of I ego. Then, for him, the all this earth, you know, the human being, everything is whatever he perceiving is become for him constant and beautiful. And for him that is heaven. No problem. I mean, that is you understandable, isn't it? I'm talking about a psychological term. You not necessarily believe such heaven is waiting for you, such hell is waiting for you. Not necessarily believe, but you can understand such, you know, I mean, you understand? Such, you know, the you know, ordinary, you know, mundane, you know, thought, you know, projecting such, you know, pollution, and brings you know, miserable. You understand? And having releasing this kind of, you know, conceptualization, and having, you know, perfect, you know, view, and then, you know, perceiving, you know, okay, good visualization, good vibration, and have, you know, healthy mind. I think you can see that easily, don't you think? I mean, so logical. I talk about a logical sense, you know. I'm not talking about something, you know, something, you know, metaphysical, you know, higher thing. I mean, incredible. If you put it into action, you understand? Into action. What you learn things into action, meditation, you put it into action. In all your life, you know, all the, your, you know, movement, you know, perceiving, everything becomes for you wisdom. Wisdom, you understand? Appears for you better understanding. If you not put the action, then, you know, even, you know, I mean, Jesus come, Lord Buddha come right now, appears to you, you know, something, talk about, you know, oh, you're going to go like that, you know. You understand? I say it, not the Jesus is higher, not the Buddha is higher, therefore, sort of you open. No. You have to develop yourself, you know. Therefore, Lord Buddha said that your positive, you know, positive action is responsible to carry you into perfect, you know, enlightenment. And your negative, you know, action is responsible to bring you down. Many times trouble, sometimes, you know, the Western, you know, mind, they have sort of scientific something, understanding, evolutionary. So therefore, they think, you know, oh, impossible, you know, human being become, you know, sometimes animal. They think impossible. Actually, possible. The, as I say before, remember, sick mind is manifested into physical levels, and physical is sick, remember? Same thing. No matter you look form like human being, the mind is, you know, degenerating, and it becomes, you know, worse than animal, and that, you know, mental energy is, you know, generated and transformed into physical level, and then becomes physically animal sometimes. Possible. Don't think you change your body. This human body is to change animal body. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that way. You understand? When your consciousness is separated from this human body, then animal mind is, you know, animal mind is there, isn't it? Animal mind is there, mental energy there. This is transformed into, you know, animal body. That's all. So right action and wrong action is, you know, sort of, you know, the differently, you know, the distinguished by the, you know, the, you know, the wrong thought and the right thought. Right wisdom and it brings, you know, right action. Wrong conception brings, you know, wrong action. The human energy of body, speech, mind is so powerful. If we put it, you know, right direction. We have no direction. That's why our energy is split. You know. Life has no direction. You check up how your life is, you know, you have life, you know, the direction is. So that your body, speech, mind, energy is, you know, wasted, you know, not having, you know, the direction. So you should have, you know, discriminated knowledge, wisdom. What is right, what is wrong? Order to do discriminate, you have to, you know, check up, you know, in your mind, how the, you know, the negative mind is coming, how the positive mind is coming. You have to have, you know, beginning discriminate how to check up. Without checking mind, impossible. Action itself, this is, you know, how can you say, you know? So okay, I think, you know, very useful, you know, to seeking the right view, which is the reality of, you know, your, you know, nature. It is so worthwhile through the meditation. So now, having, you know, the understanding that your relativity nature, you know, which is, you know, really uncontrolled, and not perceiving reality, and having much of, you know, wrong conception, and it brings, you know, reaction, you know, and frustration and suffering, you know. And that experiment you take to put into all universal living beings, even anything around you. Meditate now, meditate. You know. All universal living beings, not only London people, all the West, East, all universal living beings, having much compassion or love as you understand the situation. Yourself, your relative to nature, which is, you know, really, you know, sort of almost you are intoxicated with, you know, attachment, you know, mind. Normally we say drinking makes intoxicated, isn't it? You are not intoxicated by the drinking wine, but maybe intoxicated by the attachment. It's true, you know. I'm using this kind of things because, you know, you understand, you know, what I mean, you know. Sometimes I'm joking, sort of, you know. I'm not joking, actually. You know? You understand, you know? Okay. You understand why my expression, you know? Okay. So you meditate short time. When you see all living being, all universal living being, and yourself is equally same thing, such a relativity nature, situation. And then one mind you check up, you know, which is the best way I help for others. You check up. Is giving, you know, bread or candy or chocolate or that's ridiculous, isn't it? That is not sufficient way help. Because, you know, all living being, you know, uncontrolled mind, you know, problem is not, you know, having bread. And the lack of, you know, knowledge, wisdom, which is not understanding what they are, how they are, and relatively and absolutely. Actually, it doesn't matter. One has, you know, having, you know, much material, and one is beautiful, and one is non-material and ugly, and one is dancing, one is not dancing. No matter. Actually, you know, in fact, you know, equally same thing. You know. False conception, making suffering. Equally same thing. No matter king or queen, as long you have, you know, misconception, you know, and polluted, you know, the conceptualization of I ego, it is totally, same thing. There's no differentiation. There's no differentiation even west, east, you know. Doesn't matter. The equally same thing, situation, wanting happy, not wanting, you know, suffering, but acting, you know, which brings reaction suffering, with the misconception. So that obstructs, you know, inner freedom. And in a joyful life. And then also, you should think, you know, and this is just a temporary obstacle. It is possible to reach it totally, and all universal living we can reach everlasting, peaceful inner freedom, liberation. It is possible. The obstacle is momentary, transitory. So then you can visualize the Lord Buddha. What is the Buddha actually? The Buddha is the, you know, the universal, you know, compassion, wisdom. Which is only said knowledge, wisdom. Is everlastingly joyful and, you know, peaceful. And that, you know, wisdom mind is manifested with radiated light in front of you. If you can visualize. If you cannot visualize, you can see, you know, Lama Thubten Yeshe is here. Okay, from Thubten Yeshe, or one can visualize, you know, from Buddha, crown, much white radiated light come. White radiated light come. Through your Shushuma. Like some rocky, you know, a mountain coming, you know, a small river, very powerful. What radiated light with the blissful energy coming through your, you know, Shushuma into your heart, all the your nervous system, purifying, you know, impurity of body. From Buddha's neck and the Lama's neck are coming red radiated light into your neck. And the pure point, impurity speech. Such as turning lying, energy of turning lying and making this, you know, this unity among the, you know, people. From Buddha Lama's heart, red radiated light, the blue radiated light come to sink into your heart. Blue radiated light come to sink into your heart. Your heart is pulled by the blissful, joyful energy. Purifying misconception, false conception. All the your nervous system, body, and the, you know, mental sensation is completely fulfilled by the blissful radiated light.
Nanke,
Concentrate on feeling unity of with you and the life. Okay, thank you very much. And then dedicate, you know, dedicate. Whatever you do, there is
there is, you know, energy. Even though we didn't see, you know, the energy or mental energy, we maybe didn't see physical levels, there is always energy.
This, you know, merit, whatever you do, is merit energy. Instead of doing, I meditate, you know, ego developing, you know, putting that energy and dedicate beneficial to others. Great useful. And then we are not, you know, sudden, you know, we up and down, you know, sometimes anger. Then we make finishing, you know, like this, you know, we make clean here one day, you know, short time we clean, then again comes, you know, anger comes, you know, or make dirty, then again meditate, clean, then again make it dirty, you know. But the dedicate then helps very much, you know. Then not waste that energy. And also useful, you know. And our meditation is not for ego pleasing, you know. It's really, you know, worthwhile to benefit others and bring yourself, you know, into enlightenment, you know, or inner freedom. Okay, that only a purpose. Nothing to do with the proud, you know, something I'm that this. That's not important. So very useful. Not necessarily to have prayer. Prayer is not the words. Okay? You have to know. It's just using words. But normally prayer is not the word. The infected is in the mind. The dedication is a psychological treatment, actually. Many times we do religious trip or meditation or, you know, mundane trip or we do. After that we do, we proud. I did this, you know, you know. We proud. There's no reason proud. You know, there's no reason proud. The nature of proud is sickness mind. So when we dedicate everything, you know, to benefit other sentient beings, to bring into everlasting peaceful enlightenment, you know, and the psychologically, they're not proud, so easy. You know, they're not sort of, I did something, sort of, you know. Well, yeah, I can't talk words, you know. Sometimes, example, you know, maybe good example. Okay, hospital walk somebody else, you know, or if you stay in home, then hospital walk, you know, I'm tired, I'm walking so much. You know, make a wave sort of, you know, I don't know, I have no words, maybe. Next day, what do you want? You stay here, do nothing. I did too much, you know, sort of making, you know. You understand what I mean? You know, he's showing. His job is he did tremendous something. You know, big show to you to why? You know, actually there's no reason to show. You know, this is his own duty, isn't it? I think so. The same thing. When we did meditate also, there's no reason to say somebody, oh, I did create something like that. There's no reason, you know. It's just, you know, totally dedicate as much as possible. There's no reaction, you know, sickness. Otherwise, we do things, we reaction is again sick mind, you know. Okay, that's why. It's just, you know, it's practical levels we're doing, the dedication, not just something custom, not the Tibetan custom, okay? Good, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.